It is always good to have this guy on our airwaves at the Open Line program. And Wallace Marsh is a 1985 grad of McCook High School. We have heard, Wallace, I had some great chats over the years here on the Open Line program about different things. He is pumped up and ready to go because his Oklahoma Sooners are going to be hosting Alabama coming up once again on Friday night as the college football playoff is underway. Wallace, thank you very much. You're back in the Open Line program, big guy. Appreciate the time.
No, thank you, Rich. Just keep on introducing me. You do such a wonderful job.
Man, I bet you're excited. No question. Yeah, down in once again, Norman, Oklahoma, going to be hosting Alabama, a rematch from a game earlier. I bet you're excited. Can't wait for the kickoff at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Here in Norman, my wife, Katie, and I came up yesterday. My daughter's got a couple of finals today, but it's been such a long time, Oklahoma. In 2000, we could have done better. We had a key players opting out, but we haven't made the college football playoff since 2019. And, you know, going to the SEC, we heard all this stuff, and with Lincoln Riley leaving and with the ups and the downs. It's just such a sense of accomplishment. Well, you know, we've done it dirty. What do we call it? Grimy wins. Our team's hard to kill. We have a great defense, even though did not receive any All-American honors for our defense, received a couple of All-SEC. Our place kicker won the Groza Award, and the first three or four All-American teams that came out, he was second team, even though he had 750 yarders. He finally got a first team All-American deal yesterday. Our offense is just horrible, Rich, but be that as it may, the playoffs, everybody has a chance, and it's electric. It's just, I can't, it's so exciting. And it's funny, as I was talking to a guy at the stadium, and he's like, Wallace, it's going to be fun, but it's going to be weird. It's the college football playoff. Like, when we make a first down, the PA announcer goes, boomer. And everybody's supposed to yell Sooner, which I don't. He said, we can't do that. We do kicking for chicken, Chick-fil-A. We can't do that. So there's going to be a lot of subtleties, but I don't care. I mean, in the old days, we didn't need hype people. We didn't need kicking for chicken. We just needed a darn good football game.
Wow, so really with the playoffs, it can't be, in some ways, a normal home field advantage with PA system and stuff like that, huh?
That's exactly right. We're going to get our hype video, and we'll get the Alabama hype video, and both bands are going to play at halftime. It's an extended halftime. So it's the little subtle differences, which, again, I don't think we're going to notice because it's going to be football euphoria.
It is.
You like that word? I like that word.
I don't hear that all the time. That's for sure. I know you've had a lot of phone calls when the playoff came out, and you've had a lot of friends and people saying, "Hey, can you hook me up with tickets?" I bet you that your phone was ringing off the hook, wasn't it?
You know, it was, but that's to be expected, and I'm happy for it. And a lot of my cook friends didn't call. Traitors, I don't know what's going on with you guys. But in all honesty, what's interesting is a lot of my friends, they want to bring their kids, their adult kids, which is, I know that, I don't know, it's sort of like Nebraska when it's sort of like a religious event or something of significance. My friends, I'll just say their name, Evan Gatewood, their daughters graduated from OU 4 or 5 years ago. Their kids haven't been to a game. They asked if they could bring their daughters. My buddy Mike Mantle is bringing his son Mason, who hasn't been to an OU game in 5 or 6 years. My best friend in college, Wink, is bringing his son, Little Wink. Their name's actually Winford Hale Kopinski, spelled Kopinski with 7 consonants in a row. But it's sort of weird like that, how it's mothers and it's multi-generational, because they're comparing this. We haven't had a game this big. Younger people are comparing it to the 2000 OU-Nebraska game, which obviously went OU's way. That was the 1-2. In my opinion, this goes back, we've had a game this big, and Norman was 85, the OU-Nebraska game, because everybody knew in 85 whoever won that game was going to go play Penn State for the national championship. It's just fun. The problem, Rich, is what if you win? Well, then we have to go to the Rose Bowl, and then you have to go to the Peach Bowl, and then you have the national championship game. So a lot of people haven't thought about what we're going to do Saturday morning if we win this game, which is fine. I like that it's an all or none deal. It's like it used to be. It was one game, winner take all. It sort of has that feel right now. Now, it won't on Saturday, but it does right now.
Are you glad it's on Friday night, or would you like to have this one on Saturday?
I'm glad it's on Friday night because a buddy of mine may or may not be the game day picker, and Wallace may or may not be right close to the set. And if it were on Saturday, I don't think that would happen. So selfishly, and sometimes you have to think about yourself, I'm happy that it's on a Friday.
Well, it's going to be a great atmosphere down there. I'm sure it's been buzzing all week, and today, the day before, it's still buzzing, and tomorrow, look out. It's just folks going to be on pins and needles, and that's going to be a sell. Now, what's the percentage? What's their allotment of tickets, what do you think, for Bama fans?
See, so that's a good question. So typically, it's 15,000. For this game, the first round of the college football playoff, it's 3,500, and the secondary ticket market has collapsed. Ticket brokers are losing their butts. People are texting me, telling me now, I've got tickets for face value. I can't sell them. Can you help me? It's weird. The Bama people are not traveling. I did read this morning on the website for it progresses for home team or for teams allotment. So I think for the Rose Bowl, each team will get 13,000, and it progresses up more to the semifinal and for the national championship. But that is sort of stunning to me that the secondary market is collapsing, and there just seems to be not a lot of interest from Bama fans coming. And you can sort of get that. I mean, they lost the SEC championship game to Georgia. Ty Simpson looks hurt. He looks off. They've got some injuries right now. You know, the storied fan base like that, I can sort of understand just the diehards would go, because if the expectation is it may be a trouble. You know how it is. I don't want to speak for Alabama fans, but it is odd that this is going to be a 95% OU crowd, I think.
Now, this is a rematch, once again, from a game earlier, which 23-21. That was a huge win back not too long, November 15th, so it's fresh in your mind, isn't it?
It is. Our defense, we had a pick six. We had three turnovers. We would have lost that game had our defense not finally woken up. We'd only had created one turnover prior to that. But I predicted in November, hopefully we'd get them in bunches, and we did. It's a different type game. Alabama isn't as strong as they were then, because I honestly think there's something wrong with their quarterback. Our quarterback has finally taken off his – I don't know if people remember or not, but our quarterback broke his thumb against South Carolina. Had surgery against Texas, and he's been wearing like a what do they call it? Like this rubber black thing to protect his thumb. It's off this week. So finally he looks maybe to be 100% healthy. So you know how homers are. You just hope and dream that our offense that hasn't woken up all season is going to magically wake up. And we'll find a way.
Is Eddie, your brother Eddie, going to be at the game?
No, he's not. He's actually going to go see my mother and dad. Okay. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but my parents they're quite elderly now, and they've moved to Hot Springs, Arkansas. And so the Marsh boys, we take turns. He'll go about once every 6 weeks to see. I'll go the other 6 weeks. So he's actually going to watch the game with my mom and dad.
Good for him. I mean, that's terrific what you guys do. And you keep tabs of mom and dad the way it should be. That's for sure.
And having an identical twin brother sometimes pays off, because I get credit when Eddie does, and Eddie gets credit when I do. So some things never change. We always have to share the credit.
Well, it's been. I
think Landon and Laura are familiar with that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yep, hopefully they're listening right now to you guys, to us guys, talk about that. That's for sure. It's been a magical month of November for your football team. Beat Tennessee, beat Bama, beat Missouri, beat LSU to get where you're going right now.
Right. They coined the phrase. It's funny with social media. This rando social media guy coined it Red November. Here it comes. Because we did. We went to Knoxville, beat Tennessee on the road. Then we went to Tuscaloosa, beat Alabama on the road. And then we had Missouri and LSU back-to-back. And I think those games were nail-biters. Our offense only scored 17 points both times, but our defense came to the, you know, it rose up and won the games for us. And isn't there a cliche about defenses and championships, Rich?
I've heard that before, yes.
How does that go? Defense wins championship?
Exactly right.
It's not a cliche. We should get that trending on social media.
And, of course, your head coach, Brent Venables, is kind of a defensive guy.
He is. You know what? And that's what I'm trying to tell all these guys. They're like, oh, you know, the media's sliding us. We're not getting all these all-SEC nods or all-American nods. You know, maybe part of the reason our defense is so good is because Brent Venables is back calling plays, which this is the first time I've been our defensive play caller since he came back from the University of Oklahoma. And, you know, when he was at Clemson, they won a bunch of national championships. And when Brent was calling the plays here, we played in four BCS national championship games. So maybe that's a maybe that formula. There's something to Brent Venables calling the plays. I think there is, for sure.
Yep, no question about it. And by the way, Bob Stoops officially retired, a former OU coach, officially, I heard the other day, announced his retirement. So what's your thoughts on that?
You know, what Bob did was in 2020, when the XFL reconstituted, he signed a five-year deal with that. I know they declared their bankruptcy. He was the largest, one of the largest creditors. I think he wanted to get out of that deal when The Rock came in and they merged it to the USFL, but he stuck to his contract. And I think it was time for him. He's doing so much. He's speaking engagements. I think Bob's in his mid-60s. You know, I vaguely watched his games. He coached Arlington, the Arlington Renegades. I think they actually won the championship a couple of years ago. You know, I'm happy for him that he's called it a career and that he won a championship in his next round of professional football. I think he did it. He said the reason he did it is because he couldn't play golf in Norman, Oklahoma during their season. Bob Stoops coming here in 1999 changed the face of Oklahoma football. We were having our down years, and it's amazing how just the right coaching hire and I'm thinking about the University of Nebraska right now, can either make or break a program, and it's the most important thing you can do. And we were so lucky that we had him. And you know, Brent comes from the Bob Stoops tree, and I know mm-hmm. Brent's gotten caught a lot of flack, but Bob's been a staunch supporter of his. And so maybe it's our time. Maybe we can win a couple of games.
By the way, you better send Eddie a note, because today is, I don't know if you knew this, National Twin Day.
Well, hot dog, Cracker Jack, almost said a cuss word. I did not know that.
It is National Twin Day, yes.
I think I'm going to go tell my wife I deserve something special today.
There you go. Wallace, always good to catch up.
Did you know? Uh-huh. So this is what's interesting, since we're talking about twins. Uh-huh. So obviously Eddie and I share the same birthday, November 11th. My mother-in-law's birthday is November 11th.
Okay.
My operations manager that's been with me for 27 years in the business, his birthday is November 11th. My dog Charlie's birthday is November 11th.
No way.
So that's just I don't know how it is that Wallace and November 11th seems to coalesce, but it does. And so this year for my mother-in-law, she's 83. We did all the birthday celebrations with her. But I am going to say something about my parents. Eddie and I always had to share everything. We had one birthday, one Christmas. We shared presents. My mother and daddy, this year, had Eddie come up the weekend before our birthday, November 11th, mm-hmm. Because it was on like the middle of the week, and they made a cake for him and celebrated him, and then I went up that next weekend. So this was 59 years old. This was the first time in our life that the Marsh boys had their own birthday cake from their parents. So that was pretty special.
That was pretty cool. You bet it was.
But National Twin Day, man, I need to go buy a t-shirt.
Yes, or make sure you tell your brother, happy National Twin Day today.
I will. I'll text Landon and Lori when we get off the phone.
There you go. Hey, enjoy the game tomorrow and try to get in front of a TV camera. We'll try to find you, okay?
Oh, I don't know, Rich. I'm very shy. I don't know if I can stop find the camera. Wink, wink. All right. And again, as always, love everybody, McCook. Class 85, McCook High School, everything about McCook. If it weren't for McCook, Nebraska, I'd hate to think where Eddie and Wallace Marsh would have turned out. So thanks for having us on all the time. And we love and appreciate everybody back in the old hometown.
We'll do it again. And if I don't have a chance, I know I'm going to text Shell. You and your family have a great Christmas, okay?
All right, Boomer Sooner and GBR.